welcome to the Behind the Creative podcast. My name is Tina Fassetti. I'm Chief Creative Officer. So we're here to talk to Omer Ahmed today, Chief Strategy Officer at Nexus Pharmaceuticals, about the Amerfid campaign, which they've won an Apex Award for. And we'd love to hear a little bit more about not only the award, but also your company, Omer. So please jump in and tell us all about it.
Thank you so much, Tina. It's a pleasure to be here. Nexus Pharmaceuticals was founded in 2003, so we're going on about to be our 19th year. It's a family-run business. My parents actually started the business back in 2003. We're a woman-owned, minority-led, mid-sized pharmaceutical company. And really, a lot of the goals of our products is to simplify how healthcare is delivered in the U.S. So Amerfed really exemplifies that, as well as a lot of other products that we're working on in our pipeline, on really how do we deliver not only a better patient experience, but a better clinician experience when they're trying to deliver care.
That's fantastic. I think that, you know, it's particularly, I know in the hospital setting, Amerfed, that particular product is really making a big difference. So, you know, so the overall message of the campaign is all around simplification. So give us a little background on what problem that you feel that's solving in, you know, versus the traditional vial and syringe process.
Yeah, sure. So traditionally hospitals have been a don't, if it's not broke, don't fix it sort of situation. And ephedrine sulfate has been around since the turn of the century. Right. We call it a grandfather drug because it's been in use since before the FDA was even formed. So for the better part of a century, physicians have been using the product exactly the same way, which is diluting a concentrate, 1 milliliter active ingredient, active concentrate product, and then diluting it to a 10 ml, basically from a 50 mg per ml to a 5 mg per ml to make it easier to administer. Although right. The product itself doesn't change, it makes it easier depending on the patient's weight, if we should administer maybe half a dose, a quarter of a dose. So physicians have been doing that for a long time. Now, what we brought into the market was a pre-diluted product, and our patented formulation allowed physicians and CRNAs, nurse anesthetists, as well as anybody else in the OR to not have to work through proper dilution. The thing is, when you're in a operating room or labor and delivery setting, things are pretty, how shall I say, complicated and time sensitive. Sure. So when a patient's blood pressure is dropping, really what the physician is looking for is how do we raise this as quickly as possible? And normally these guys are professionals. They know what they're doing, but every second counts. And then mistakes in the OR can be really deadly. So for example, if you don't dilute it properly or the proper dose isn't given, you might not get the reaction that you're looking for. So we've taken a lot of the guesswork out of there because the last thing anybody needs to be doing in a sterile operating room is preparing medication. So we've delivered something that's already in a prepared form that doesn't require any, how should they say, more human touch points, because the more human touch points they are, the more chance there is for error.
Right. Now it's an interesting product. It's funny because we're working on, and I can't get into the specific product, but we're working on a product that's in a very similar situation. So when I saw the campaign, it was great because we were already in the mindset of executing against a very similar strategy. So I would love to, you know, hear more about, I guess, you know, it sounds like you probably had an audience that was totally open to this because of course they're going to want to simplify. So did you do any research and what did that research uncover in regard to really aligning with what your brand had to offer?
Yeah, so we did a fair amount of market research trying to pull in basically as many stakeholders as we could. So whether it was physicians, nurses, pharmacists, and kind of all the personnel that really make things happen. Now, the thing with ephedrine that maybe was different than other products we're working on is that it's also a list one controlled substance. It's a precursor to make other narcotics. So really over the last decade, maybe a little bit more with all the issues we've had in this country with crystal meth, it's really kind of bled into the hospital setting where there's a lot more controls surrounding these sorts of products and how they can flow in and out of the pharmacy to the operating room to essentially prevent diversion. So this has been a product that was on the top of mind. And again, the more better workflow that we could provide, the better it was for the hospital overall. So when we talked to the physicians and we talked to the pharmacists, really what they were looking for is how can we simplify the process and really take it out of the physician's hand. One less thing for the physician to do, which is diluting this product. Some of the CRNAs were doing it as well, but they didn't really feel comfortable passing it along to nurses who aren't doing this on a daily basis. So really when we corralled all of that information, we thought, okay, simplicity seems to be the name of the game. Yep. So how can we really drive that message home through our campaign? And so that's where we really came up with no mixing equals no mix-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely, it's memorable, and it definitely, I'm sure it resonated with the audience because as much as people don't want to admit that there may be a mix-up, you know, they're very, obviously very well aware, especially in such a high pressure situation.
That was the number one problem. We know medical errors, especially medication errors, unfortunately happen every day across the US, but it's really hard to gather that information because a lot of folks don't like reporting it. And right. If there was no long-term adverse reaction, a lot of these things do go unreported, but almost every hospital, every director of pharmacy we talked to said, this is a big problem for us because the two main drugs being used are epinephrine and ephedrine, and that they both need to be diluted in the OR setting. They both come as 1 mL concentrates, and those mix-ups can be quite deadly, to be frank, because they both raise blood pressure, but they do it in very different ways. So if you go to grab something and dilute it, and then you're already there, you're not paying attention. You're trying to do things quickly. That's another way that our 10 ml, kind of a different presentation, different tall man lettering, different colors, help distinguish it in that environment to prevent medication errors, which can be quite serious.
So tell me, let's get into the creative portion of it, of the campaign. So tell me a little bit about, the creative exploration that was done. Was this the one campaign, and how you got to this particular campaign?
Yeah, I mean, it started a lot for us with the brand name for the product. So when we were going through that exercise to say, ephedrine's been around, everybody knows the product, but how can we help differentiate what this product is? And so the way we came up with Emerfed was the Fed has really synonymous with ephedrine. Everyone has an idea of what we're talking about, but the Emmer came from emergency, right? When you're using this, every physician isn't using this during every procedure. It's only when the blood pressure starts dropping unexpectedly, and there have to be some intervention there. So that's where we came up with the Emmer part of it, that, hey, this is what you need during I won't call it a full-on emergency, but an urgent situation.
Yeah.
This is the ephedrine that you should look for. So that's really where the whole campaign started, was kind of understanding how do we want to position ourselves. So when we fed off of that to the broader campaign, really what we wanted to focus on was two things, because safety is paramount, but the next thing that's also paramount for hospitals is the budget, especially during COVID, especially with everything going on with elective procedures. We decided to tackle it two ways. One was on the safety aspect of it, no dilution, no mixing, no mix-up. And the other part of it was tackling a lot of waste, because what we noticed in our research is a lot of hospitals would pre-prepare the product with a 24-hour basically shelf life. And if it wasn't used, which, you know, maybe half the time it wasn't being used, it was being tossed. So what we really tried to target was two-prong approach, that both from a safety standpoint, this is a win, but also from a budgetary standpoint, this is a win. So that's really what our campaign was focusing on, was that, you know, technically speaking, the physicians don't really care as much about the budget. They're there to provide patient care, but you better believe that the folks in the pharmacy are looking very closely at that. So we knew we couldn't have maybe one broad message that appealed to everybody, but maybe if we bifurcated the audience and tried to tackle things separately, we could then have a more holistic approach to really selling the benefits of Emerfed.
Right. Now, we know that, we saw that the campaign that was entered was the video, and we also were looking and saw the website, how it dovetailed and aligned with the campaign. Can you tell me like specifically what were the audiences that you you went to directly? Was it pharmacists as well as physicians, nurses?
Yeah, we noticed that every hospital is a little bit different, but we finally were able to get a pathway, rough pathway going about how could we get this product introduced into the hospital. And a lot of it had to do with the P&T committees and the formulary setting that goes on. So we knew maybe we had to start in the pharmacy, but eventually we had to end with the physician. So how can we provide a video that shows the pharmacist? Because some of the people working in the pharmacy don't even remember how ephedrine was prepared because it was such a casual, everyday, it just come so ingrained in the system. So we really needed to show that, you know, there's a lot of potential both sterility and compounding errors that can occur. So the video helped illustrate exactly how the product is being prepared. And really, we noticed that, you know, if we can get 30 seconds of somebody's time and show them you can replace these 7 steps with these 3 steps, it really tries to distill down what we're trying to really deliver to the hospital. So that was really the powerful part of the video, was that we could use the video throughout. It applied to everybody in the hospital setting. That was a great part of it. And it also just really succinctly showed, you know, at the end of the day, this is a better workflow. This is a product for the 21st century. Let's really try to take a step forward here, because just because something was working doesn't necessarily mean it was working well.
Exactly. Exactly. No, that's true. And I would imagine once you got your story out, that was a pretty inarguable story, you know, in regard to why would I take all these steps, and you're really making their lives easier.
Yeah, because, you know, in our industry, a lot of the new products, the new medication we come out with, they are better than the legacy. But what we always bump up against is, okay, yeah, it's better, but is it enough for me to switch? And is it worth the increased spend? And that's a constant struggle, whether it's the next generation antibiotic or the next generation ready-to-use product, is it worth enough? So what we really had to drive that point home, that this is a product that you're using every day in your facility. So even if there's one less thing for you to worry about, imagine the headaches that can be removed. Even if it's one less medication error, how much does that cost you? And you know, this is a product that's prone to it. So really trying to drive home that, you know, safety here in the US, every patient counts. We can't just say, oh, it happened in 0.1% of the population. Those are people. So really trying to drive that home with our product, that this is why there's a benefit. It's not just a nice to have. It's this is where the industry is moving and you need to move with it.
Simplicity can be one of the hardest things to execute to from a creative standpoint. And, you know, being a creative leader, working on a similar strategy, it was funny because we kept saying, "Nope, too complicated." You know, you almost have to just keep stripping away and stripping away. And the idea just has to get to that point. So that can be a challenge.
Yeah, I think what we really always came back to is our audience is so broad that to get this formulary change, we needed to hit various aspects of the hospital. So by that very nature, we could not get too complicated, verbose, into the weeds. I can talk to them blue in the face about this product, but really in this day and age of all over Zoom, our sales reps couldn't go in person to really detail the product. We launched this product right after COVID really hit. We really had to take the point of this needs to be simple. Our sales reps need to be able to deliver their elevator speech within that 30 seconds or 1 minute, or have the video do the talking for us to engage folks, because right now they're either dealing with COVID, which had overrun hospitals at that point because we launched the summer of 2020, which is when really things were getting crazy.
Right.
But needless to say, they were still using this product. They were still using ephedrine. It didn't mean necessarily. So that really slowed us down. But I think the simplicity of the message and just saying, hey, I only need a minute of your time, really helping the reps detail that their overall pitch needs to be simple. And it starts with our marketing campaign and our ad campaign. And then you can kind of distill that down to the reps. Because I know in our industry, we can get really, you know, with sales reps going to talk to physicians, detailing, things can get quite complicated. And we really wanted to pull back and push against that because we just didn't have the time anymore. You couldn't do lunch and learns. You couldn't have long and engaged meetings with clinicians. So we really said, we need to be simple. People are busy right now more than ever. How can we always come back to that and not get too stuck in the weeds? We did a whole white paper with the Medical College of Wisconsin showing the benefits of the product, real world testing of the product, and really trying to distill that down was the name of the game. So, you know, no one's going to read a 10-page white paper other than me, but we had to get back to the abstract, right? And how can we push that into the ad campaign overall? Because when you distill down, you're bound to lose stuff. That's the very process. But it's what can we afford to lose that still drives home the ultimate message that's going to be compelling enough of a message to get somebody to go through and make changes, put in legwork. That's what we really needed to see. You know, what can we, what's a nice to have versus what do we need to have in this campaign to drive home the message?
Absolutely. So your campaign emphasizes the drawbacks of concentrate through a mix of gray tones and light colors before featuring Emmerfed pops of color. So can you tell us a little bit about the, you know, the use of the hallmarks and thinking behind that?
Yeah, so we definitely wanted the product to reflect what we were talking about in the campaign, because that is what people are ultimately seeing, is that final product. So we can have all this great ad campaign, but at the end of the day, people are ordering a few cartons and they're seeing if it works in their environment before they make the decision. So we really wanted the product to pop. And so what we knew from doing KOL research is that orange is usually the color they were using for their ephedrine label stickers. So when somebody would make up the syringe, they were using almost universally orange stickers, bright color. So people know this is ephedrine. This is not epinephrine. This is nothing else. Only use this if you want ephedrine. So we incorporated orange into the product. If you look at all the concentrates, it's a 1 ml vial or 1 ml ampule. It's so hard to read as it is. So we wanted to make sure not only was it bright, but it was legible. People knew what they were handling when they reach into that automated dispensing cart with, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10, maybe different medications. So that's where we really brought in the color from real world experience of, hey, orange is what we associate with it. Let's bring it into the product.
That's very smart. I mean, I think that, you know, it's not just the big campaign idea executing to the strategy, but it's, to your point, it's the name, it's the execution of the colors, you know, remembering that vial, right? And even the way you incorporated the E into the vial, like it's definitely memorable. It's simple, but it's memorable.
Mm-hmm. Because we definitely had internal struggles. We said, you know, ephedrine is what people know. It's been around for 100 years. Should we just keep the molecule name and not use a brand name? But we really wanted to understand, we pushed back against that because we wanted to show our product is different. We don't want somebody to look and see ephedrine sulfate and just think, oh, I've done this for 20 years. It must be the same. Let me dilute it. That was my biggest fear. And we wanted, if we want no mixing, no mix-ups, that mix-up starts with that person reading the vial and understanding what they're holding in their hand. So that's kind of where we had that push and pull between what has the market been used to? Do we want to continue that continuity, so to speak? Or are we really trying to change the game and have people pivot? And as you know, sometimes it's hard to get people to change, and that can be sometimes the most difficult part of marketing. But we really went full on into that from start to finish, like you mentioned.
Yeah, you know, I think of it as an evolution brand. You're taking something that people know and love, and you're evolving it and making it better. And to, you know, go out of your way to name it and give it a brand, I think was a very smart strategic idea, because again, it's what you know and love, but now, you know, you can brand the delivery system and the experience, right? At the end of the day, and it's ultimately connecting that to saving lives, possible life-saving is pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. So I think you guys did an amazing job.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, to be honest, at the end of the day, I think this must have been last November or so. Uh-huh. A customer, a large medical center, had purchased the product to try it out. They said, oh, we don't think it's for us. A week later, they had a mix-up. Somebody had administered epinephrine instead of ephedrine, and they full-on switched the hospital within a week. So, you know, stories like that is what, you know, keeps us going as far as, you know, what products are we working on, all the way to trying to deliver that message, is when you can get that tangible, real-world evidence that you're actually out there, you're actually helping you know, that kind of ties it in for everybody, because sometimes for us it seems abstract. We never really see the product. So getting those kinds of testimonials really hits home.
Keep us on your radar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you guys for taking the time for us to tell our story.
Thank you so much, and have an awesome day.